Hi, I did not record the share this morning, so this will just be a shorter recap of this week's piece from Hakusav Kabbalah. So in source one, we see a couple of psukim. We'll just look at the first two, really. In Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Vivra Elokim Esa Adam B'Tzalmo B'Tzalmo Elokim Bara Oso Zachar in the Keva Bara Osam. And then Chaf Ches, Vivarech Osam Elokim. After creating man, God then gives humans a bracha. Vayirech osam Elokim, v'yomer lehem Elokim pru urvu, umilua se'aretz, v'chivshuha urodu b'dgas hayam, v'of ha'shemayim v'chol chaya harumesis al ha'aretz. And what exactly is that bracha is what will be our focus. The first part, pru urvu, be fruitful and multiply, followed by umilu es ha'aretz, literally fill the land, v'chivshuha, subdue it, urdu b'dgas hayam, dominate, have control over the fish of the land, of the birds of the heavens, and all the other animals on the earth. Now, the Ksav HaKabbalah starts off by quoting the Ramban. So rather than reading his summary, we'll see the actual Ramban in sources 2 and 3, where he starts with Imilu Es Ha'aretz and says, Baracha Shiyamale Ha'olam L'rovam. And the bracha here is, it's connected to Pru Urvu. You should be fruitful and multiply to the point where you're filling the world. Lefidati yivarch osam, and according to my opinion, it is that they should fill the world. Shimilu kol haaretz, v'yipredum hagoyim lemishpachosam, v'katzvei tevel lerovam. That not only should we fill the world, but that we should have such population numbers, such great populations, that different families should split off to different areas of the world, that there should be, essentially sounds like different cultures, different countries. V'lo yu b'malkom echad k'mach shavas anshei dor haflaga. And that they should not have the entire population be together in one place, as yes, would be the thought of the generation of the dispersion, the dor haflaga. Which is interesting, because now it sounds like you could almost frame their wrongdoing as being going against this bracha. But that's for a different time. And then in source 3, v'chivshuha v'nasalhem koach u'mem shala ba'aretz la'asos k'ritzonam b'vehemos v'sharatzim v'chov zoch le'afar li'bnos v'la'akor natua mahareya l'chzov nechoshes u'koyotze b'zei v'zei yichlo ma'asha amar u'v'chol aretz. It is chivshuha that we should subdue, we should conquer the world. What does it mean? That we have the ability, the power, and the authority. We've been given the right to do with the land as we please, and that includes animals and of all their different varieties, to build, to uproot, to chop down trees, to quarry, to make quarries, to extract stones and precious metals from the earth. And this is included in the statement earlier, Uvechol Haaretz. Now, continuing on to source 4, the Ksav HaKabbalah argues on the Ramban for the following reasons. And he says in line 1, Amnon, Lashon Milu ala Pirud, Dechok Ma'od. To understand Imulu, the bracha of Imulu, as being a reference to splitting up, that we should separate ourselves from one another to a certain extent, doesn't really make sense. That's not what the word means. And I understand that maybe would be a consequence of filling the world, that we have to kind of spread out. That's just not really what it means, and it's a forced read. V'chen lashon kavisha ala binyan v'akiras anitios v'chetzivas anachoshes enem yushav. Similarly, to use the word kavisha, that root, to be kovish, something to conquer it, with regards to building and to chopping down a tree or to mine copper from a mountain, also doesn't really sit so well. That's not what it means to conquer something. Why? Kiham domamim. These things are inanimate objects. You don't conquer inanimate objects. They don't need to be conquered. Ba'memshala b'vale chaim. Rather, when we talk about memshala, control and authority over something, that's with living objects, because they have the ability to act and to do things contrary to our desire. Zemuvar b'masha amar achar zeirdu b'degas hayam. That and that's the end of the pasuk makes sense. However, what is milu v'chivshuha? Lachen nirei li ki lashon milu hu al hashlamas chisaron b'davar. I think milu l'male means to fill in that which is lacking. And he's going to quote for us a number of examples from across Tanakh as well as from the Zohar. He starts, Im chisaron hazman as mispar yamecha amale. You can have lacking in time. Maybe I won't live out the full days of a lifetime. And Hashem gives us a promise in Parshas Mishpatim, Chaf Gimel, Ishmos Chaf Gimel, that I will fill the length of your days. Im chisaron adibor, or maybe there's a, we won't find the words that we need. And Nasan Anavi says, Umalesi es devarayich, I will supplement your speech. That's from Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph. Im chisaron mevukash, or there are times where there are certain things that we want that we don't have. Yumale kol mashal osecha, from Tehillim, Perek Chaf. And finally, he says, this acronym here is B'mechilta de Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, which there is a Mechilta from the school of Shimon Bar Yochai. The common Mechilta that we have on Sefer Shmos is from Rebbe Yishmael, but there are fragments from Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. Over here, this is really a reference to and pulled from the Zohar. Gaman Nefesh Lo Tamale from Koheles Vav, that the Zohar takes to mean lo sashlim l'sal kol asra, it won't be complete in order that it should go on to its place, meaning to its seemingly its place in Olam Haba. But again, that there's a chisaron that needs to be filled. V'hinei ha'adam, this is the end of line four, V'hinei ha'adam shahaya achron b'bria, and here people were last in creation, which is significant in the sense that it seems to frame us as being the most significant. But it's also significant for the following reason. Af shahaya motze ha-kol muchan lefanav kol mini deshaim tuvos uperos ilan. We found everything prepared before us. Mekol malkom hayakasha elav leanos mehem ki hayachaser mekol mini kalim. We had everything before us, but it was hard to do anything with it because we lacked the tools. Lo haya biyado lo chermesh lekitiras tuvua lo mizre lenakusa lo rechaim letchon chitim lekamach lo tanur lafos bo lo bias lador bo limto bo machse mizerem umematar. We didn't have any of the farming implements that one might need. We didn't have a scythe. We didn't have the grinding stones. We didn't have ovens. We didn't have a house. We had caves and whatever other shelter, natural shelter, we could find. L'chen ha'isa abracha mimeno yisbrach l'seis lo das u'tvuna l'himtzi la'atzmo tachbulos asher b'emtzu osam yuchal lashlim kol chesronosav eile. Therefore, the bracha of milu es ha'aretz is that we have the knowledge, we have the creative capacity to create tools and methods to fill these needs that we have, these lackings that we have. Ach yuchal le'anos mekol masha huchan lefanav ba'aretz lemacho lachayos es nafsho, to the point where we would be able to sustain ourselves, which in turn allows us to create progeny. We can create more further future generations, and each individual generation can sustain itself in thereby allowing those future generations to exist, which is fascinating. It seems to be saying, he's going to spell it out more clearly in line 12. Imelu es ha'aretz hishlimu la'atzmeichem devar mecha eserim lechem ba'olam, is his understanding. Hishlimu la'atzmeichem devar mecha eserim lechem ba'olam. Complete for yourselves the things that you lack in this world. In a certain sense, we could almost read it in light of his comment here as being complete the world, as it were. In the sense that the Midrash Tanhuma in Parshas Tazria in Simen He, in Part He, in Part 5, records one of a number of conversations between Turnus Rufus and Rebbe Akiva, who are classic sparring mates in deep theological issues. And here, Turnus Rufus asks Rebbe Akiva, What's greater, the acts of man or the acts of God? And they argue about this. And the context, overarching context here is Bris Milah. And it comes out that we believe that the acts of man are greater because Hashem left a little bit incomplete, and we take it to its completion. And so to here, we take the world around us to its completion by creating tools and filling these needs that we have. Then he goes on to kind of flesh that out a little bit further in lines 13 through 15. And if we skip to line 16, now he's explained Umilu, but we don't understand V'chiv Shuha yet. And so he says in line 16, Amnan tova zo hi gedola metzad gufo. This goodness that's been bestowed upon humankind, on mankind, it's a physical goodness. Amnan metzad nafsho yesh b'zeh tzad ra. However, from the spiritual perspective, it's not necessarily a great thing. It has its pros and it has its cons. Ki lesibas riboy malacha yakel me'alav hatorah harav. On one hand, from the physical perspective, the fact that we can basically mass produce things and have tools to make it easier lessens our burden tremendously. V'gam b'ma'at zman yuchal lasos harbein. We can do a great deal in a minimal amount of time. And as a result, we'll have a lot more free time. And we already know, as kind of the classic folk saying goes, that the idle hands are the devil's workshop. Gam misibas riboy kli malacha yuchal arbos meod bekinyanim haritzim. Not only will the idle time and free time lead us to perhaps less than ideal pursuits, but also just having more possessions itself can have tremendous cons. And he goes on to explain that a little bit further and quotes from Mishle, and it's noted as Perek Chaf Tes, but it's really Perek Lamed, and it's Pesukim. It's a composite of three Pesukim: Pesukim Lamed through, Pesukim Zion through Tes, which basically notes some of the spiritual downfalls that can come from great riches, as well as from severe poverty, and it is a prayer that Hashem should not subject us to either, that we should have just what we need. Then skipping to 23, he really gets to the point of Chiv Shuha. He says, "Anefesh ha-maskelis diye shifcha lishmo atzas gverta shihi anefesh ha-matave." That in different terminology, the Yetzer Atov can very easily become the servant of the Yetzer Hara, which is found in a number of places, but in Gemara Sukkah, Nun Beis, Amud Beis, that initially there's a little bit of an interaction between the two. Next thing you know, there's a fairly common presence. He's a common house guest. The Yetzer Hara is a common house guest. And before you know it, he's the master of the house. And finally, in skipping to line 28, therefore, because of these cons, that our ability to complete the world and to fulfill our needs through tools, etc., we need some sort of protection from that. We need a reminder. L'chen chasam habracha v'chiv shuha. Therefore, the bracha ends, is sealed with the word v'chiv shuha, which means hishtavlu shitiyah tem hakovshim chazaka ala olam arti. Make sure, strive that you should be the ones who are conquering the world, the physical world. Vatem tiyu hamachniim tachteichem es hatevel halzo lishtamesh behem rak l'tola seichem. It should be you who are subjecting it beneath your authority for your needs. V'hishamru ma'od, be very careful shelo yafech aleichem aseder. And don't make sure that it's not the other way around. olam artsi moshe al aleichem v'atem kavushim tachtav, that it gets to the point where the physical world has control over you. It's been kovesh you. L'lechas achrei tanugos ha'artzim, that then, as a result, we would be following just pure worldly pleasures. V'zehu v'chivshuha. Ha'artzi yeh kavush tachtechem v'lo hafcho. That the world, the physical, should be conquered and should be in our power, and not the other way around. Uvederek zeh ein ha'amira rishonim imenu yisbarach el ha'adam b'dvarim ha'nogim el ha'gufani levad, she'eno tachlis ha'amiti ha'mechuvan b'briyas ha'adam. And the result of my perush here, says the Kesava Gubala, is that this opening statement of God to man is not purely within the realm of the physical, but also and truly is a spiritual call. That yes, you have the permission, you have the ability, you have the knowledge, the creative capacity to go out and improve the world, to fill your needs through the natural world and its resources. V'chiv shuha. But don't forget that it's you who should be the kovesh, you should be doing the conquering, and you should not be conquered by the physical. To remember the spiritual. Thank you. Take care.